God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Every year at Bill Rice Christian Academy, when we graduate our kindergartners, we often will take a moment for each grad and tell what their favorite food is and what they want to do when they grow up. You know, this child wants to be a police officer, this child wants to be a fireman, this child wants to be a teacher, and so on. It's always fun, it's always interesting. And I sometimes wonder, you know, if we could come back 20 years later, if they would still be wanting to do the same thing. Whatever the answer, you know, for most of us, when someone asks you that loaded question, well, what do? They're talking about more than merely what you do. They're talking about how we often see ourselves, our very identity. And yet sometimes I think we lose sight of the fact that what you have is God's choice, but what you do with what you have is yours. And so we make much of our position or our place of service, and sometimes we can miss out on what God looks at as important. Paul says in Romans 12:3, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." He says, look, God has given each person in the body of Christ a place in which to serve. And God has dealt them what they need in order to do what he has called them to do. And so our thinking is very important. It's important that we not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, because we're just like a human body has many members, but all of them are part of one body. You have a hand, you have an eye, you have a foot. So each of us in the body of Christ have a place to serve in our church. So we being many, he says, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. And then he goes on to talk about some of the ways that people serve. What's interesting is towards the end of this passage, he says, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. In other words, what is important to God is not what he's given you. What is important to God is what you give back to him by how you use the stewardship that God's given. So, for instance, if I am a giver, I need to do it with simplicity. It's not what I'm doing so much as the way I'm doing it. I need to do it without favoritism. When I show mercy, I need to do so not grudgingly, because what kind of mercy is that, but with cheerfulness. When I rule, I need to do it. Do it with diligence. In other words, what you have is God's choice, but what you do with what you have is yours. And that's why there are two characteristics that should govern the way you think about your stewardship. One is to be reasonable. God says, famously, Paul says, by inspiration in the first verse, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." And he goes on to say, this is your reasonable service. It just makes sense. So I need to be thinking reasonably about what I have. What is important is what I give God. Everything I have is of God. What am I yielding back to him in stewardship? And then not only reasonable, but soberly. That is, I'm balanced in my thinking about it. I don't think of myself more highly than I ought to, but that's in balance. I'm grateful for what I have, and I'm a steward with what I do with what I've been given. So God does not reward you for what you have. Let me balance that with three statements. They're kind of overlapping. God does not reward you for what you have, but for what you do with what you have. God does not reward you for what you have, but how you use what you have. God does not reward you for what you have, but he holds you accountable for what you have. In other words, what you have has been given by God. It is a gift of God for the benefit of others. What you do with what you have is your stewardship and what you are to give back to God. What you have is no small matter, but if you don't know exactly all that you have right now, don't get caught up in that. What is most important is the kind of steward you are with whatever it is that God has entrusted to you today. I have some gift. Perhaps I have some neck. There may be a number of things, number of ways by which I can employ that. And number five, I would just say, just start serving. Maybe it's dawning on you what your gifts are, what your place in this world is, and maybe that has not yet happened. Don't worry, just start serving where you are. Serve God where you are, and as you do that, God will make it clearer and clearer by each day how your life is best employed.